Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all, too? Only Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tapes, high-performance acrylic adhesive, sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape.
The Arts in Walnut Creek from KGO 810.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a lawsuit against Major League Baseball. Those are the screams of a woman who was hit by a shattered baseball bat during an A's-Red Sox game in Boston on June 5th. At the time, her injuries were considered life-threatening. She survived, but today an Oakland A's fan filed a lawsuit, calling on Major League Baseball to put up more safety netting. We get more on that story from KGO 810's Brett Burkhart.
Bob Hilliard is a lawyer behind the suit. He wants all 30 teams to install protective netting down the first and third base lines from foul pole to foul pole.
If you look down the first and third baseline, you see children. You see the elderly. But that doesn't matter a bit because you could be paying complete attention and be a world-class athlete. And if a foul ball comes screaming at you fast enough, you're not even going to be able to blink before it hits you.
Stadium safety made the news this season when a fan at Fenway Park was hit by a broken bat belonging to one of the Oakland A's. But Hilliard says the players have been pushing for protective netting for years.
So you have Major League Baseball players who twice during the collective bargaining negotiations requested protective netting.
Major League Baseball says it's in the process of reevaluating all issues pertaining to fan safety.
That lawsuit calls for that change to be made by opening day of next season.
The different agencies let us down, and we're just a little tired of the finger pointing.
Harsh words tonight from the parents of Kate Steinle. Jim Steinle and Kate Sullivan appeared tonight on the Fox News program The O'Reilly Factor. Both tell host Bill O'Reilly they support a proposal that would give mandatory prison time to deported illegals who come back to the U.S., a change that might be known as Kate's Law.
You just want it to be a good, solid law that won't have holes in it. And I'm sure there will be a lot of posturing back and forth.
The 32-year-old woman was shot and killed by a seven-time felon on San Francisco's Pier 14 last month. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez had been deported five times, but San Francisco's sanctuary policy for illegal immigrants prevented the sheriff's department from notifying immigration he was being released from jail.
They were targeting somebody else. They knocked her out with a cocktail and let her go.
It was no hoax. An FBI investigation into that bizarre kidnapping out of Vallejo back in March has led to an arrest. The alleged abductor of Denise Huskins appears to be the alleged abductor of Denise Huskins appears to be someone she didn't even know, a man from the Sacramento area. More from KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
38-year-old Matthew Moeller is now suspected of kidnapping Huskins and demanding a ransom from her boyfriend. This was back in March, and as you probably remember, she turned up 2 days later in Huntington Beach and immediately hired a lawyer.
Very early on, she was accused as being a suspect in this case of a hoax rather than a victim of a real crime.
Well, now an unsealed affidavit points to Mueller, who's already in custody for a robbery in Dublin. The FBI says her boyfriend was bound, blindfolded, and had a message played through headphones that the kidnappers were debt collectors. They got access to financial accounts and passwords.
We're learning more tonight about accused kidnapper Matthew Mueller. State bar records show he is a Harvard-trained attorney who was disbarred earlier this year for failing to pay his annual dues. Mueller was admitted to practice law in California in May of 2011. Across the globe, the push continues for a nuclear agreement with Iran. Iran, the United States, and five other world powers worked late into the night before taking a break until tomorrow morning. A deal could be announced then, we're told. This is State Department spokesman John Kirby.
There still remains some sticking points, some issues that still need to be resolved.
But Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says expect an open rebellion in Congress against any agreement.
Remember why Iran's money is frozen. It's because they are an outlaw regime. They killed hundreds of American troops in Iraq, to include soldiers and Marines that were just out patrolling.
A weapons agreement would limit Iran's nuclear program, preventing the country from developing an atomic bomb. In return, sanctions against Iran would be lifted. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Palo Alto, Menlo Park. Southbound 101, you got a traffic break in effect right now while road crews are moving equipment from the center divider to the right shoulder. So please just be patient with them. Back to Benicia, southbound 680 construction still only causing minor slowdowns between Lake Herman Road and Industrial Way. Where construction is really causing jam-ups in Fairfield, east and westbound 12. It's got traffic jammed still between Branscombe Road and Denverton Road. Antioch, north and southbound 160, still very heavy due to road work. Stop and go still between Sherman Island Crossing Road and West Sherman Island Road. Some good news in Livermore. Construction crews are out doing their thing on 580 eastbound between Isabel Avenue and North Livermore Avenue, but very little delay at the moment. And we're still looking very good, really, along the peninsula and in the city. We are all clear. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, a nice day around the Bay Area today, and Tuesday you can look for more of the same. Mid-60s at the coast, mid-80s inland. Wednesday, look for a warm-up. Could hit 70 at the beaches, 80s around the Bay, mid-90s inland. On Thursday, only a slight cool down, but all of that settles down heading into the weekend where you're going to see 60s, 70s, 80s, depending on where you are. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies and mild temperatures. It's 63 degrees in Half Moon Bay, 71 in Fairfield, 68 in Napa, 63 in Half Moon Bay. It's still 72 in Santa Cruz, 65 in San Mateo, 67 in San Jose, and we've got 65 in Oakland. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo!
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather and John Lobertini, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And you can join us on Facebook at KGO Radio. And you should also get the app because the app is fabulosa. It just is. In the App Store, it's free. Just look up KGO Radio and put it on your smartphone. All right. Yes, as promised, so Comic-Con has been going on in San Diego. I was going to say in San Francisco. They don't do it in San Francisco. Not yet.
No.
Maybe next year, but it was in San Diego. It was in SoCal. So, as promised, here is audio from the behind-the-scenes footage for Star Wars The Force Awakens. Okay, enjoy.
Real sets, practical effects.
You've been here, but you don't know this story.
Nothing's changed, really. I mean, everything's changed, but nothing's changed. That's the way you want it to be, really.
We are here on day one of Star Wars Episode 7.
You're here.
How incredible is that?
See, if you have the app or if you listen online, you can hear it in stereo, which is fantastic. Gotta just love it. I have to tell you. Gives me the shivers.
What? Shiver are you timbers. Excited?
No, well, look, that was Mark Hamill, and what he said is true. They're using real sets and practical effects, which means it's not going to be CGI crap.
Which you hate.
Do hate it. Well, I don't hate it. I mean, it works for a lot of stuff, but, you know, other places it doesn't do so much. All right, let's see. What else do I want to play for you? Well, let me see here. I have, oh, you know what I should play for everybody? I should play this
Bill Cosby piece. Let's play David Letterman, and then I'm going to play Bill Cosby. Now, Bill Cosby is from the show, and I suppose it's from the 80s, but we'll get to it in a second. So, first of all, so Steve Martin and Martin Short are doing a comedy tour called A Very Stupid Conversation. And during a show Friday night in San Antonio, David Letterman made a surprise appearance just to rip, you'll love this, on Donald Trump.
Okay, here we go, number 10. That thing on his head was the gopher in Caddyshack. Number 9, during sex, Donald Trump calls out his own name. Number 8. Donald Trump looks like the guy on the lifeboat with the women and children.
I don't get that.
Number 7, he wants to build a wall. How about building a wall around that thing on his head? 2 jokes about the thing on his head.
We weren't done 6.
That's right, we're only at 6. Number 6, Trump walked away from a moderately successful television show for some delusional bull... Oh, no, wait, that's me. I don't know. Number 5.
I'm waiting for number 5.
Number 5. Donald Trump weighs 240 pounds. 250 with cologne. Number 4. Trump would like all Americans to know that that thing on his head is free range.
Free range.
Number 3. If president, instead of pardoning a turkey on Thanksgiving, plans to evict the family on Thanksgiving. Now, wait a minute. And number 3, we have a tie. It's tied with, that's not a hairdo, it's a wind advisory. Ah, it's a tie. Number 2, Donald Trump has pissed off so many Mexicans, he's starring in a new movie entitled No Amigos.
Well, dude, well said.
Thank you very much, Dave. Miss
and
you very
number
much.
Number 1 interesting fact yes? about Donald Trump, thanks to Donald Trump, the Republican mascot is also an ass. There you go.
Came out of retirement just for that.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Speaking of Donald Trump, and we'll talk about this with John Libertini coming up here. Yes, this guy, El Chapo.
Mm-hmm.
The cartel leader who's the Mexican government promised after he broke out in 2014 of that maximum facility, you know, maximum detention facility, you know, their supermax. They said he'll never, ever. So they caught him again. They put him in this new correctional facility, their version of supermax. And what happened? He escaped. All right.
He had some help.
Right. Yeah. And the whole thing where... You know, it looked, I have to tell you, it looked like it made the Clinton Correctional Facility and those two guys look like kids play.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to what he did. John Libertini from the KGO Newsroom joining us now. John, this is just an amazing story.
Well, it's insane. But, you know, as the hours go by, we're learning more and more. And there are reports today that prison officials had some inkling as far back as March that a prison break was in the works. Now, if you look at the pictures, you see something that looks like a construction site with big, long
yes,
tubes.
Yes.
I mean, a very neatly cemented, walled-in tunnel, you know, out of the prison. And we don't have confirmation of this yet or some subtle confirmation, but there was some kind of construction going on there, something that the cartel itself may have offered the prison in exchange for, you know, an escape of a little prisoner inside the prison there. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about, well, didn't they see the tubes? Well, of course they saw the tubes, but it was a construction project.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you look at the pictures, and you'll see them, or all you have to do is look up El Chapo and you take a look. So they're huge sewer pipes, all right? So, you know, and they're right outside the prison walls. The whole street is dug up. And, you know, so the story goes, well, that was a community project where they were building new sewer lines, okay?
You I could had actually heard the whole town up. Was rather dug up, so nobody there really knew what was going on.
Right. I don't know, but I'm just going to guess. How much do you want to bet the cartel probably paid for that entire project
sure.
so it would distract from the fact that they were digging this other mile-long tunnel for him to get out of? It's unbelievable. There was even a motorcycle in there on a track that he could get away.
I mean, yeah. It's so great. It's like, let your mind go wild because this is out of the movies.
It really is.
Well, the one thing that you have to understand about this dynamic is that these are the kinds of guys, and we're hearing this from former DEA agents who work that part of the world, and these guys say, the Sinaloa cartel is the kind of, these are the kind of people that will go to the warden, will go to the officials in this country and say, we know this is your family, and if you don't let this happen, these people will die, and they die very gruesome deaths. I mean, that we're not talking about, you know, they just shoot them dead. They do awful things like throw them in acid and peel their skin off. I'm sorry, folks, not interested, tune it out. But
like on Breaking Bad. So wait, you said they threaten people in America? You said go to your family?
We're talking about the prison. We're talking about the Sinaloa cartel dealing with people that they need something from. And in this case, we're talking about the people that ran that prison.
Well, it's like a machine.
So they're the kinds of people that go to them and say, we've got pictures of your family. We know what they look like.
I didn't know who
your family
meant.
So if you don't know, well, I mean, we were talking about the Mexican prison.
Okay.
You said your family. I'm like, whose family?
Okay. So look, this is bad news for the Mexican government, too, because President Nieto's administration touted Guzman's 2014 capture as a major success of the government's crime policy, and the implications of this escape have to be humiliating because we wanted him deported. We wanted him brought up here. Okay.
Right.
I guess deported isn't. I guess we just wanted.
Yeah, I think that was the word that was used. Extradited.
Extradited. Yeah. We wanted to put him in Supermax in Colorado or wherever the hell it is. And they said, no, he is completely secure in this detainment facility. Now, having been proved wrong, you know, this doesn't look good.
That was completely and totally unrealistic. They can stand on top of soapboxes all day long and say, you know, this is a product of our new drug policies, our new crime policies. But the real life fact of the matter is when you're dealing with the most vicious group of people on the face of the planet, and I heard one DEA agent say that these guys make ISIS look like kindergartners. When you're dealing with some of the most vicious people on the planet, if they come to you and say, your family will die, your children will die, this is what we will do to the people you know if you don't play ball, what do? They play along. This was self-preservation. It was naive to think that if they let him stay in Mexico, that he was going to remain in prison. Yeah, we could have put him out Supermax, and that probably would have limited the possibilities. But, you know, I think as long as that guy's alive, there's always going to be the possibility of him breaking out, and you know I don't.
Well, there's this Robin Hood mentality with him. So I've read into this story, and it's a very lengthy story. There's a big history because if you were on the side of that particular cartel, and there are several, you were well taken care of. You just had to toe the line.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, loyalty is everything.
Yeah, you just had to toe the line. Now, what about him coming after Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, we got to read those tweets.
Apparently, he is working social media, and he's tweeting, Donald Trump, note to self, don't eat almonds while you're on the air.
Uh-oh.
That'll get you every time.
I'm choking my way through my 9 o'clock newscast, and I apologize. But, yeah, I mean, the guys, tweeting, responses to all of Donald Trump's, grandstanding.
And we're pretty sure it's him because it has 300,000 followers.
Well, it could be his
son. Which El Chapo would.
Yeah, there was some discussion. It might be his son. But,
right. But it's hilarious. I mean, Donald Trump's totally taken it on. Mexico's biggest drug lord escapes from jail. Unbelievable corruption in USA is paying the price. I told you so. And various things like that. Well, and then taunting other presidential wannabes.
Well, let me say this. So what he said during his presidential bid and the beginning of his campaign was a horrible, horrific thing. Okay. But having said this, Donald Trump has had so many things just fall right in his lap. One right after another. It's amazing.
I think his own head is going to fall into his lap if El Chapo gets a hold of him.
And that is a distinct possibility. But let's face it. That's Donald Trump's kind of luck. I mean, he popped off about something before a national audience that he was going to have to be accountable for. I mean, we always talk about these guys in private industry who want to get into politics. You can't mouth off like that. But he has, and it's all fallen right in his lap. And there are, as the polls reflect, there are a lot of people that are like, yeah, this is right on.
Okay, thank you very much, John Libertini from the KGO Newsroom, and more at the bottom of the hour. When I come back, as I mentioned, there's this clip from The Cosby Show that's floating around from the seventh season where Bill Cosby says his barbecue sauce turns people on. Oh, yeah, it's really weird right now to hear it. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
KGO invites you to the Chevron Family Theater Festival in Walnut Creek. Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts. The party begins in the streets with face painting, puppet making, and a royal fairy tale parade. Then head inside to see the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, a nonstop day of world-class entertainment, activities, food, and fun. To win tickets and get more info, visit KGORadio.com. That's Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek from KGO 810.
For the first time, successful business owners can learn how to reduce their taxes by 20 to 40% by using the same tax strategies used by the wealthiest Americans and large companies. As a U.S. Appeals Court justice said, there are two systems of taxation in our country, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Prepare to become one of the informed. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to The Tax Planning Hour, strategies used by the 1% to pay less tax. Right here on KGO 810.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot. So let's bring the house, attic, or garage to order. Start with durable storage totes in every size for everything, like colorful 20-gallon totes at a special buy at just $5.88 each. At these prices, you should get a few extra just to hold the money you'll save. Let's do this at the Pack Store Save event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hear the news on KGO 810. Then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Okay, ready to be creeped out a little bit?
Don't you want to hear some more of Donald Trump's tweets?
From El Chapo? Or somebody in the cartel.
Oh my God, they're so funny. Well, but, I can't understand the El Chapo ones because it's like, sigue chingando, blah, 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 blah. And you told me I was about to say a swear word there.
Yeah, you did. Or you will. Yeah, you got to be careful.
If I keep reading.
A lot of them are homophobic slurs. Yeah, so.
Anyway, he's like, Trump will kick your ass, like to El Chapo.
I think
so
he said
funny.
Some more serious things. I hope he has protection. Okay, so this episode, all right, this is just weird now. In the Cosby Show episode you're about to hear, Dr. Huxtable's secret barbecue sauce sure seems, as I said, well, creepy is the word. It was season 7 of The Cosby Show. Two of Bill Cosby's daughters are having problems with their respective men. By the end of the show, everyone's in love again. They're in love again after they've eaten barbecued chicken with his secret sauce on it. Okay.
Well, now, it certainly is nice to see them work things out for themselves.
They haven't worked anything out for themselves. It's my barbecue sauce.
Your barbecue sauce.
My barbecue sauce. Haven't you ever noticed after people have some of my barbecue sauce, after a while when it kicks in, they get all huggy-buggy?
Oh, stop.
I'm dead serious. Haven't you ever noticed that after one of my barbecues and they have the sauce, people want to get right home? Let me tell you something else. I got a cup of it up on the night table. And I got a cup of it, I said. Left it up there breathing. Why don't you give the chicken to these people that's going up and have some sauce?
So here's the rest of the chicken, you guys.
Ew, Claire, don't take him up on that offer.
It's a little strange. Ugh. Okay, for the record, and I need to say this, Cosby doesn't have a writing credit on this episode. So, you know, whether he did that bit on his own, I don't know. But he was not credited.
Who
with
cares?
Writing it.
It's prescient and gross.
By the way, the New York Post claims Bill Cosby's wife, Camille, knows her husband is a cheater, but does not believe he's a rapist. She says everything he did with those other women was consensual, even when he gave them drugs. A source employed by the Cosby family says, quote, she still doesn't believe that Bill provided drugs or had sex with women without their consent. She's well aware of his cheating, but she doesn't believe that her husband is a racist.
Rapist.
rapist. Good Lord.
That's a great mistake to make.
I know. We just vacillate between those two words back and forth. Yeah.
They're on topic. I never thought of how close those words are.
That's your news cycle for you.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Rapist. Okay, Camille hasn't commented on the record, but she also supposedly said, according to this family source, okay, we'll fix this. They are, you know, making him out to be such a bad guy, a monster, when it's just not true. All right.
Maybe the plot will thicken and it'll get weirder. And Camille was there too, and she helped him get the drugs. And it was like a...
No, I don't think so. She's sticking by her man.
Silly.
Yeah.
No, like, what if she were involved? They were a polyamorous rapist couple.
I don't think so. You're reading way too much into that. Okay. Well, it's already time for the news. We went a little long during the last break. When I come back, oh, I have something that's going to, make Heather's brain explode, so I have not been showing her this all day.
You have a surprise for me.
It's on this sheet of paper. Because as the producer, she looks at everything, but I didn't let her see this one.
Okay.
It's going to be so much fun. The Late Night Late Show wrap-up continues next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hit the road for summer fun at Cache Creek. We're bringing you the Summer of Soul, now through September 7th. Every day, you can play your favorite games and get your entries to win a brand new Kia Soul. Driving a Soul is good for your soul. It's responsive, fun, and roomy. It's packed with the latest technology, so you can keep your eyes on the road. And it's primed to blast your playlists, so your trips fly by to your own beat. We're giving away souls every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., and we're giving away an extra soul on Labor Day. That's a lot of souls for the winning. You could easily be one of the lucky ones to put some zip in your life and some soul in the driveway. Feel the heat of the Summer of Soul till September 7th, only at Cache Creek. Play here. Play the best. Complete details are available at cachecreek.com.
This is Ron Owens. In the last couple of months, you may have heard me talk about the great experience I had shopping for a new Mercedes-Benz as a gift for my wife, Jan, at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. My younger daughter, Laura, and I were greeted by their courteous, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff who made the entire transaction easy. If you're thinking of buying or leasing a Mercedes-Benz, you owe it to yourself to check out how affordable the C-Class and the new CLA are. In fact, check out all the Mercedes-Benz models, even the hard-to-find ones, at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. They're on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan. In the East Bay, visit Mercedes-Benz of Oakland, conveniently located on Broadway in downtown Oakland. Both dealerships have the exact colors and options you want with a combined inventory of more than 600 vehicles. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. That's 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy.
and free. That's WIX.com.
KGO 810 invites you to the Bank of the West Classic Tennis Tournament. The Bank of the West Classic returns to Stanford University for its 45th year, August 3rd through 9th. Don't miss Serena Williams, Madison Keys, Allison Risk, and more as they compete in this year's tournament. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or get info and buy tickets at BankOfTheWestClassic.com. The Bank of the West Classic, starting August 3rd from KGO 810. When it happens in the Bay Area.
But traffic is stacked up as you come out of the second tunnel on this new Presidio Parkway Doyle Drive.
Depend on KGO 810.
We'll be right back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show. First, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, that water tunnel fight resumes in the Delta.
Making any change in the Delta is difficult because the stakes are just so high.
Effective today, that controversial plan from Governor Jerry Brown, albeit new and improved, they tell us, is on display for the next 6 weeks for public review. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
The basic idea is the same, those two 30-mile tunnels.
Many governors have been stymied in their attempts to change the current system. But what's clear to all of us and what keeps us working at this is that status quo in the Delta just simply isn't sustainable.
DWR Director Mark Cowan says moving water under the estuary safeguards it if levees fail and makes the overall environment more natural for fish. Still, opponents say cutting the project's cost also cuts habitat restoration, and they'll keep fighting. There are paid signature gatherers backed by a wealthy Stockton area farmer.
The public review process on that environmental impact report runs through August 30th.
The different agencies let us down, and we're just a little tired of the finger-pointing.
Harsh words tonight from the parents of Kate Steinle. Jim Steinle and Liz Sullivan appeared tonight on the Fox News program The O'Reilly Factor. They told a national television audience they support a proposed law that would give mandatory prison time to deported illegals who return to the U.S., a change that might be known as Kate's Law.
You just want it to be a good, solid law that won't have holes in it. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of posturing back and forth.
32-year-old Kate Steinle was shot and killed by a seven-time felon on San Francisco's Pier 14 last month. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez had been deported five times, but San Francisco's sanctuary policy for illegal immigrants prevented the sheriff's department from notifying immigration he was being released from jail.
Mr. Cosby most often either failed to answer specific questions, denied allegations.
New developments tonight following last week's release of a deposition in the 2005 sexual assault case against Bill Cosby. Two women allege their names were exposed by the release. More from KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
Their attorney, Gloria Allred, called for the release of more testimony from the comedian. Allred, who represents several women, have accused Cosby of sexual misconduct.
We discovered that Mr. Cosby had testified about two of my clients, Beth Ferrier, Jane Doe number 5, and Rebecca Lynn Neal, Jane Doe number 11. We are concerned that his partial testimony, if believed, can cause reputational damage to both of my clients.
Allred and her clients say they want to see the entire document released to determine whether they are further referenced.
SUVs are back in vogue, back because they're performing more like cars, not air-polluting gas hogs. More on that story from correspondent John Stolness.
The fuel economy average is only 2 miles a gallon more for an SUV than for a sedan, 28.8 miles per gallon rather than 26.8. And SUV owners now typically pay only an extra $3 to fill up their cars compared to a sedan. The study noted SUVs today are different than those made in the 90s, with unibody construction combining the chassis and body into one, making them more like cars than trucks, with smaller and more fuel-efficient engines.
And now to Mexico, where the search continues tonight for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Known as one of the world's most notorious drug kingpins,
the drug lord used a sophisticated mile-long tunnel to break out of a maximum security prison in Mexico this weekend. More on that story from Gene Casares.
An all-out manhunt in Mexico now ongoing for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, believed to be the mastermind of the Sinaloa cartel.
And within the past hour, Interior Minister Miguel Chong says Mexico is working with the U.S. and other countries to keep El Chapo from crossing the border.
We are in close communication with the United States, Belize, and Guatemala mainly. And they have broadened their surveillance to monitor the possible entry into their territories.
This is the second time El Chapo has broken out of prison, and Minister Chong admits prison officials may have been involved in the escape. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:34.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Our debit cards are convenient to use, but you should know they don't come with the same protections as credit cards. Jeff Kulik, partner with Sturt Kulik O'Neill Accounting Group, a Diamond Certified company, has this reminder.
Debit cards have been subject to fraud. The consumer has to go through lots of hoops to be able to be made whole at that point. Unlike a credit card, where the banks are interested in making sure that you're protected and have guidelines to make sure you're well protected.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, choose a Diamond Certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
It is 9:35, and as usual, we've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. Palo Alto, Menlo Park, that traffic break that's in effect right now on southbound 101 between Willow Road and University. Road crews are moving equipment from the center divider to the right shoulder, is creating some stop-and-go traffic now between the two. And Sonoma, 37 eastbound at Lakeville Highway, please watch out for lots of white tubes said to be rolling around in the roadway, and that is creating some brief stop-and-go traffic. In San Rafael, northbound 101 at San Pedro, you got an accident that's blocking the left lane. Delays are minor, though, mainly on the approach to the accident. No serious jam-ups. Now, in Fairfield, east and westbound 12, that construction is still a serious problem, and that has you jammed between Branscombe Road and Denverton Road. And also in Antioch, it's a mess. North and southbound 160, very heavy right now because of construction. Stop and go between Sherman Island Crossing Road and West Sherman Island Road. Now, if you're coming across the Bay Bridge, you're just going to have westbound 80, extra heavy traffic at the tolls. Past that, though, you're clear. And eastbound 80, no issues. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Your Tuesday weather forecast looking a lot like today. Mid-60s at the coast, mid-80s inland. Wednesday, though, you're going to feel it. Hotter just about everywhere. 70 at the beach, 80s around the bay, inland pushing mid-90s. Thursday, it's going to stay pretty warm, though just a couple of degrees cooler. The real cool down comes Friday into Saturday and Sunday. You'll get, you know, your choice of temperatures, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies and mild temperatures. It's 66 degrees in both Napa and Santa Rosa, 64 in Dublin, 63 on the beach in Half Moon Bay, 64 in San Mateo, 67 in San Jose, and 63 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Have you had it up to here with politics? If your stomach can't stand another attack ad, speech, or scandal, relief is here. Introducing the Donald Dump Talking Toilet, a beautiful addition to any bathroom. The Donald Dump's microchip technology holds dozens of famous Trump phrases and starts playing them before you sit down.
Welcome to the boardroom.
No reading material? The Donald Dump has you covered.
5 billion reasons why you should listen to this audiobook.
It even has sensors to let you know you might need to lose a few.
Fat ass, fat ass, fat ass.
Uh-oh, too much spicy food?
I love Mexican.
Then, once you've finished doing business,
you're fired.
Best of all, the Donald Dump comes with a custom lid cover that looks just like that thing on Donald's head.
I actually like my hair.
The Donald Dump Talking Toilet. Your home will be flush with success. Already available in Mexico.
He needs one of those. Oh, the Donald Dump Talking Toilet. By the way, the pageant did go down last night. It wasn't broadcast, but if you're curious, Miss Oklahoma won the pageant. 26-year-old Miss Oklahoma Olivia Jordan was the first runner-up. Let me see here.
She was thrilled to not receive a hug Olivia from Jordan. Donald Trump.
Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss USA 2015 is...
Let's see here.
Oklahoma!
Nicely done. And Miss Texas, Yolanda Guerra, was the first runner-up. All right. Well, congratulations to Miss Oklahoma. I guess it's in order. Okay. Oh, you know what I'm going to tell you? I almost forgot. Well, I have two things to surprise you with. First of all, I tried Apple Music this weekend. I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
You weren't kidding.
Yeah. I really, really like it.
Well,
did you try it?
I have tried it, not a ton, though. But I have to say, for kicks, I put on, when I first got it, I was like, you know what? Some of the people on this show love country music. I'm going to put in, like, cool country music. So I found that they have an Americana channel or something like that.
Right, right.
Oh, my God. It plays all the great stuff, like old classic stuff, and then the cool new stuff, like old 97s and whatnot, that doesn't get played on CMT or whatever.
Whether or not I want to continue paying $6.99 for it or whatever it costs, we'll
see. It's free.
Oh, it is free. For now. For now, right?
Rabbit.
No. It's free for 3 months.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then it's $9.99.
Oh, then it's $9.99.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a difference.
It does.
Of $3. No, well, but here's what I love. So, yeah, you punched in the bubbles of the music that you liked, and I could not believe how intuitive it was. I would skip some songs, and then all of a sudden, because I used it Saturday and Sunday, by Sunday afternoon, it was completely playing every single song that I wanted to hear. I mean, it was just nailing it.
That is interesting.
I was amazed.
Stuff that you were sure you already knew? Because when I
Yeah. Well, you clicked out the bubbles. You know, you clicked the bubbles what kind of music you like.
Right.
So 70s and 80s rock, stuff like
that.
I see. Yeah.
But you could put in a sort of type of music that you like, and that's how you learn about good new music. Like, mm-hmm. to me, that's the best thing about these sort of services.
No, I'm not
really
interested in new music.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Because with Spotify, I found a station called Modern Psychedelia, and I freaking love it. And I found all these cool new bands that way.
Yeah, I just love my old classic rock stuff. Okay, I have to yes, I'm one of those
You
guys.
Know what? Well, you would like Modern Psychedelia because it sounds like everything that was made in the 70s. It's great.
Well, psychedelic, a lot of those songs are 60s.
Modern Psychedelia.
Okay, don't argue with me.
Oh,
about
I see what
Apple
you're saying.
Music.
Yeah,
yes,
no,
okay.
Late 60s, early 70s. Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to make your head explode anyway, as promised. Are you ready? No, you ready? This is what I didn't tell you I had. The Gwyneth Paltrow Guide to Yawning.
I saw the headline and I refused to click on it.
Because I knew she'd take it away from me if she saw it.
Is it a real thing?
Yeah, it is. The irresistibly
just
lovable.
Just hearing the word yawn makes me want to yawn.
Well, you know, if you can work up a yawn, yeah, go ahead, yawn. Yawn into the microphone.
Is that what she said to do?
No. Because yawns are contagious. 90% of the people who yawn, you'll make people yawn in their cars.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Well, I'm just telling you. So, because it is so contagious. One person yawns, everybody yawns. So she says it's very important that you not repress a yawn. No kidding.
No one does that, you idiot.
Because it's an absolutely crucial reflex for stress release and physical recalibration.
Oh,
she's
my
accusing.
God.
She's also accusing us of
El Chapo. Chop off her head.
Stop.
Oh my God,
stop.
I hate her so
Alto.
Much.
She's also accusing us of yawning incorrectly. So here are some of Gwyneth Paltrow's.
Oh my God, stop. My head's exploding. You're right. Oh my God. Oh my God. Bring me
I want
her
you to
head
work up a
so
yawn.
I can
yawn.
Jump on it.
Okay. So here we go. We have some guidelines from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh my
Number
God.
Number one, gently tilt your head back to a comfortable position and allow your mouth to hang open widely while you gently extend
you've
into
gotta
it.
Gotta be kidding.
I know. No, you can't make this crap up.
So this is at goop.com.
It is at goop.com. Very good. See, you did see it. Contract the back of the throat. Breathe deeply through your mouth so you feel the air hit the back of your throat. What the hell? And finally, inhale and exhale completely while allowing your shoulders to relax as you exhale. And when the yawn comes, reach and extend into it, riding the yawn to stretch the jaw muscles. First of all, you know what yawning. They didn't get the whole thing about yawning. It's your body's response to to bringing in lots of oxygen quickly.
Hello, your body knows what to do. Are you going to tell me how to take a crap next, Gwyneth? Oh my God, you're so stupid. It makes me nuts. Oh, my God. What else should I? Please illuminate me. I'm sure I'm sneezing in a manner that could be more effective.
Yes. The yawn's all about one thing. You're tired, but it's inhaling more air in a powerful way to get.
This is where I would go.
Revitalize and give the body more oxygen. That's what it's all about. Well, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Anyway, she thinks that we weren't born perfect. That's what she thinks. And she needs to tell you what to eat and, oh, my God, and how to yawn, which is like such a basic. It's like sneezing. You just do it.
There isn't a right or wrong way to do it.
Tell me how to blink next, would you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I swear to God. Is she an Iron Man? I'm not going to see it.
I don't know whether she is or not.
Oh, I can't believe Chris Martin was a big fan, but was with her for as long as he was.
Yes, what was he thinking? He was probably high. Maybe he was high.
I don't know.
I don't know. You would think. Let me see here. Oh, should we tell everybody about the Bloxers?
Yes, because this is a problem.
Apparently it is. It's hard for me to believe, but it's been a while since I've been in my 20s and 30s, so.
Well, you can still use some Bloxers over there.
Really?
No.
No. Are you a gentleman who sometimes has to sit up, sit at the table long enough after everyone else has left the meeting? Because if you stand up, they'll all see you randomly got excited. Yeah, that you got excited in the pants.
When your boss gave that PowerPoint.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking.
Because you saw little bit of nip slip when she reached over to point.
Oh, my God.
At the Venn diagram of success.
Okay, if you're that person, you're going to love this. A fashion designer just created a new type of boxers that are carefully engineered to hide your accidental engorgements. They're called Bloxers. Get it? They block you.
You're ginormous. They block. Raging. I mean, who gets a boner in a meeting, first of all? My God.
I love how this gets set up. The whole setup when this just makes me laugh.
If anything, you want to yawn in a meeting.
That's a nine.
Yes. Oh, but that's why, because your mind starts thinking about other things, and the next thing you know, you're thinking about Tom Brady's wife, and you've got a ridiculous boner.
Well, if you talk about Gwyneth Paltrow's tips to yawning in your meeting, we won't have to worry about you getting excited in your pants.
I don't know.
Okay, so here's the story on the Bloxers. Get it? They block people from seeing your manhood if you're excited. They've made a special type of fabric that stretches and hides your manhood along your leg whenever it starts swelling up at inappropriate times. Interestingly enough, they're designed by a woman. And 25% of the profits go to prostate cancer research. So that's a good thing. But
it doesn't
look like there's a huge market for them yet. They started crowdfunding, let me see here, Indiegogo 3 weeks ago. And they've raised about $450 of their $20,000.
Well, this seems fair because I think bras were originally designed by men. So.
Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Indiegogo, if you want to help crowdfund, the Bloxer could be the new big thing.
Oh, my God, you said big thing.
It's the next big thing. Keep that thing down in those meetings. Gotta be kidding me. Oh, my God. That's the last thing I think about when I'm in a meeting. All right. Time to take a break and come back with the good news on the Direct Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Is there anything better than a good night's sleep? Yeah, okay, well, maybe that. Chip Franklin here for My Pillow. Look, I have a bad neck from football, a bad back from running. In fact, the only thing that works right is occasionally my head. So when my in-laws gave my wife a My Pillow for her birthday, I said, I want to borrow that. She never got it back. And now I sleep like a baby. Get a My Pillow at MyPillow.com. It's made in the USA, machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you got 60 days to return it for a full refund. Go to MyPillow.com right now and buy one at the regular price, and you won't have to steal one for your wife because the second one is absolutely free. That's right, guys. Go to MyPillow.com, click the 2-for-1 pillow button, put KGON at checkout, and you'll get this tremendous offer. But it's only for a short time. You got to go now. MyPillow.com, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Call 800-299-6893, 800-299-6893. The discount code is KGO. That's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $159 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You'll probably pay more for gas. For only $159 per month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane and you'll never stop at a gas station again. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends July 31st. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live with this offer, MSRP $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.59 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile for excessive mileage. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Plus, you can redeem any amount, anytime, and your rewards never expire. You might say your love for Discover will double. Just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer for new card members. Limitations apply.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All righty. We learned a lot during that last segment. How to yawn. And what you need to buy if you can't control your urges, your manly urges, while in meeting. You need bloxers. Good God. Okay. I think the next time I'm in a meeting, I'm going to notice if anybody gets excited.
Oh, my God.
God, I'm kidding. I'm like, I mean, I get the whole hormones raging thing, but really? Okay. And by the way, you don't dare stand up. You don't want to be that person. You're like an HR nightmare.
Now I'm always going to be looking for the guy that won't get up after the meeting. Like, don't you want to get out of here? What's your problem?
Oh, I want to sit here for another 10, 15
there?
Minutes.
What's going on over there, Hartman? What's going on under the table there?
There's a salmonella outbreak in America because people won't stop kissing their chickens.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. There's a pretty big salmonella outbreak in America right now. At least 180 people in 40 states have been infected. But it's not because some bad eggs are getting into our food or anything even close. No, it's because people will not stop kissing chickens. I'm serious. The CDC, this is coming from the CDC, has been interviewing people who have gotten salmonella, and 86% of them said they had contact with live poultry in the week before their illness began, bringing them into their homes or kissing or cuddling their chickens or chicken. Approximately 450 people in the United States die every year from salmonella. So please don't kiss or cuddle a chicken. Don't become a statistic.
I don't even know how that happens. They're so pecky and scratchy. How do you even do that?
Well, people do, you know.
Oh, my
Didn't you say you lived in an apartment where the people had chickens in San Francisco? What?
So, kinda. The neighbors over the fence did.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I don't think they were.
Well, they pet them and stuff.
I didn't think they were doing that. It seemed like they were just always running around making my life miserable.
Right. Especially those damn roosters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can pick up a chicken and pet it and kiss it, and it won't be like all buck a buck a buck and
no,
flapping
it'll
its
just
wings
kill
in your
you
face.
When you get salmonella.
Oh, I thought they were. Yeah. I
yeah, you don't.
Like,
no.
Out.
Yeah. They're feces and they're rolling. I mean, yuck.
No, I know. I would never do that. Right. I just didn't even think, like, they run away from you. You can't even pick them
no,
up.
No, not if it's your own bird.
So if you just have a couple of them and they're more domesticated, so to speak, I guess. I don't know. That's weird.
If you're going to handle a chicken, make sure that you wear your bloxers.
Remember we had that story, too, about all the chickens in Golden Gate Park because hipsters
were
getting the chickens in the apartment.
Yes.
Okay, to raise their own fresh eggs, and then they let them go in Golden Gate Park.
Right. Don't touch the chicken.
Leave it alone.
Don't touch your bird, okay? And don't kiss it. And here, now, you know, so you can just picture why people do this. They become attached to their animals. People love their animals. But, you know, so, oh, thank you for the egg. Kissy, kissy, poo-poo. Poo-poo being the operative words there.
Ugh.
Kissy, kissy, poo-poo. All right.
What?
I just can't believe it.
You're going to be all right?
A lot of good stuff. All right. Let me see here. 70% of women have dumped a guy because of his bad cologne. By the way, you know, I heard, well, David Letterman made fun of that in his top 10 list when he appeared in San Antonio on stage.
I wonder if that's Steve a Martin. Thing.
Yeah, so apparently Trump, who knew? Because you always see him on television or you hear him on the radio.
Yeah,
he wears too much cologne. Dave made reference to that.
That's hilarious. So, actually, I have a friend who knows him. I should call her and ask her.
If you're ready for dates by covering yourself in, you know, so much cologne that even guys from Jersey are like, pump the brakes, bro. This is a big warning. 70% of women have dumped a dude because they don't like his cologne or aftershave.
It seems like you could work on that.
52% have done it after the first date. No. And you don't run into that much anymore. There was that
Very few people wear cologne any longer.
Yeah,
but
there was that
here.
Axe body spray that was for 10 minutes.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, but that seemed to have faded away. But, you know, you could tell when dudes were overdoing it.
Yeah, at least Axe smells okay to me.
Yeah, I'm not dissing it.
There's
some really bad
colognes, though.
Just be clean, I think, is the best advice.
Right.
Now for the good news that involves a selfie stick.
Someone got beat with one?
No, but I told you last week, the person who wanted to take a picture with a selfie stick during a thunderstorm, he did, and it worked, except God reached down and killed him. It's called lightning. All right. This one has a happy ending. That's why it's the good news. So, 16-year-old girl got stuck in the rip current in Nantucket last week, but she was swimming with a selfie stick. I don't know why.
What?
So her dad grabbed it and kept her from floating away. The stranger pulled her out and helped lifeguards save her parents. And what can I say? It was all due to she had a selfie stick.
I inhaled a lot of water at that point, and I couldn't breathe under there.
I was just getting pushed under, and then I'd come up for a second, and I was able to breathe, and then another wave would come, and I'd just go right back under.
I just kind of entered the water and did the best I could to get them all in safely.
I had absolutely nothing left, and it was like he was a formidable man to grab onto.
It doesn't matter who you are, how strong a swimmer you are, anywhere in any ocean, anywhere. Riptides are very dangerous.
He really risked his life to come out and help.
Twice.
Okay. So there you have it. Sometimes they can save a life, or as we've heard last week, they can take a life. A selfie stick. Don't take it to Disneyland. They're not having it. All right, have yourself a great night. We'll make more tomorrow on the Drex Radio Show. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 866-546-1955, 866-546-1955.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 7.
978-3276.
Carfax, can you help me find a great used car?
I sure can. First, start with the millions of used cars for sale at the new Carfax.com. Give it a try.
Show me cars with no accidents reported. Wow, show me no accidents and one owner? Okay, show me no accidents, one owner, and service records!
That's the power of Carfax.
That is fabulous!
Plus, you get a free Carfax report with every used car for sale. Start your search at Carfax.com.
Feel confident this summer. Dr. Mark Isaacs, vein specialist of Northern California, is one of California's most trusted sources for non-surgical varicose spider vein removal and cosmetic enhancements. Dr. Isaacs has over 25 years specializing in non-surgical vein treatments to clear unsightly varicose and spider veins and their symptoms. No surgery, no downtime, and procedures are office-based. Be pain-free, vein-free for summer. Call vein specialist of Northern California for a free evaluation at 925-350-6222.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGOradio.com, a Cumulus station.
KGO, San Francisco,